John, good morning to you. Well, you're having a good morning, at least by the sound of it.
Well, yeah, something a little bit different, Dave. I wouldn't have been able to come in this morning because I'm out at the Cooneyella Dairy. I'm sitting at the breakfast table enjoying banana pancakes and feta cheese and goodness knows what else with Dean and Mark. And it's a feature story we'll be doing down the track, so our readers will learn a lot more about what I'd say is Sunrose's best-kept secret. And those who enjoy the products on a regular basis will know what I'm talking about. So that's something to look forward to.
It is the tough life that John Dooley is obviously living at the moment. What did you say you're having for breakfast?
Dean made these beautiful banana pancakes. Oh. And Mark has just brought up some beautiful feta cheese and some halloumi, which I think I'm going to be taking home with me to cook up later on. I just love grilled halloumi. And no, it's just a beautiful product. And it's a fascinating story about the goat's milk. And I've been milking them early this morning, and it's just tremendous.
Well, look, we better get into it then, considering you've got to get back to the high life. Ranfurly Primary, they've got an issue with traffic congestion, and I understand this because I live in 14th Street, and St Paul's have got a similar issue, but Ranfurly got an issue. It's actually dangerous now.
Oh, look, it really is, and Principal Dennis Mitchell gave me a call, and he said, look, I don't know what to do, and I said, well, look, maybe we need to highlight this in the press, and he's done all sorts of things. The Victorian police are very cooperative and help him out from time to time. And he's appealed to the council, and he thinks it's their responsibility to change things there. But look, the long and short of it is that at pick-up and drop-off time, particularly pick-up time, I've witnessed it myself, it becomes chaotic, to say the least, and it's dangerous. And Dennis is worried that it's an accident waiting to happen. The solution needs some changes to the front of the school. He wants to, and he's happy to pay for this. He's got the funds to have a drive-in, drive-out situation within the school grounds. It wouldn't have parking immediately out the front. The other problem is that the parents park in bus zones, and the bus zone's not quite in front of the school anyway, and people come out and cross behind cars, backing out and pulling in, and it's amazing. It just, within the space of a moment, it explodes as these kids come out.
Makes sense.
So, look, it's people need to read the story on page one and page three, and they'll get the picture very clearly about what action is needed.
Yeah, look, just quickly, this week marked the 80th anniversary of the formation of Number 2, Operational Unit 2.
Yeah, look, that was a tremendous service at the war graves at Nichols Point Cemetery, attended by 25 RAF personnel from the same unit, which today still operates, but from Williamtown Air Base in New South Wales. And the men and women of that unit came over to Mildura, 25 of them and two of their senior officers. And it was a marvellous service. And then later on, they in their civvies, they toured the RAF Museum, which has just been relocated. That's at the Mildura Airport. I'm sure some listeners will have been there to the old museum, and it's really worth a visit. I mean, you've got to go out there to see the memorabilia, and importantly, for the younger members of the unit, they were very impressed. They just and so proud to be associated with this rich history. You know, sadly, not a lot of people know this. There were, I think, 58 personnel, 53 of them pilots, who died training. They never actually got to serve overseas. And quite a number who travelled overseas to fight in different theatres of war lost their lives as well. So,
yes, true.
Yeah, look, it was a very poignant service and a proud 80-year history remembered.
Now, I've got to ask, John, the Weekly, it's out and about everywhere, isn't it?
That's right. As we say, 20,000 copies delivered free throughout Sunrosia and into your letterbox and all around different outlets. And, of course, we have our Sunrosia Outdoors feature supplement, which is also available around town.
Beautiful.
Not to be missed.
Well, John, we'll catch up again next week. Thank you very much for that.
Thanks, Dave.